car, nobody's watching. What can make a black man do that? It can't be money, right? It can't be money. Because, you know, you come out with $500, and you look at the scene, you're like, hell, nah, I just hit it, and I make my own other money later, you know? You know what I'm saying? It can't be the white Jesus. White Jesus never had no power like that. The only thing that can make a black man do that is God and the power of God in that black man's life. Do you understand what I'm saying? You get that from the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, if I never met God and I was given that power, right? Then how would I be foolish enough to think that the man who met God face to face didn't have the same power? I got that from following him. So I can't have more than what he has. You understand what I'm saying? All praise is due to Allah. Now, so Malcolm X couldn't have left the nation because he found out that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had more than one wife, because Prophet Muhammad had more than one wife. Abraham had more than one wife. Abraham had three wives, Sarah, Hagar, and Keturah. Moses had two wives, right? Solomon had 1,000 wives. All of the prophets, most of them, most of them had more than one wife.
That's right.
And you can't, as a man, say, well, I follow Jesus. Well, if that's the case, never get married. Because Jesus never got married. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can't even use that excuse. But see, you think, or we think, that polygamy is all about sex.
Yeah.
But look at the life of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. See, if you follow Islam, right, you can't have all your wives in one house. No. That's just crazy. You know, you need your behind whooped. But that's what a nigga would try to do. You understand? A nigga would try to do some stupidity like that. See, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to show you he was a righteous man, all of his wives, he put them in their own house. They didn't have to work. You saw the Malcolm X movie, right? When Malcolm came to the house to talk to the sister, she was in her house, wasn't she? Right or wrong? Even in the movie, she was in her house. She wasn't in the house with him and Mother Clara. She was in her own house. Who was paying the mortgage on the house? He was. Who was taking care of the children? He was. Right? The enemy tried to sue him and make him pay child support. They found out he was already paying it. Right? Now, you look at the man you with or the man you were with. Is he paying child support? No. He ain't paying. Right? Some of these niggas are so corrupt and evil that they will not work just so they won't have to pay child support. Now, that's a nigga right there. Now, we're not supposed to use that word, but if a man could work but won't work so that he doesn't have to pay child support, that's a nigga. That's not a man. This is your own seed, and you will refuse to work so you don't have to take care of your seed. That's crazy as hell. Now, I know a brother I used to work with. Now, this is a man, he worked in the public schools, right? And he also had a job on the side. And you know, you go to Navy Pier, and you know those things, you sit inside, it's like a roller coaster that flips around, and you see the little roller coaster on the screen, and you flip around, and all, okay. Now, this man owned like 7 of these. And from these machines, he was getting roughly $750,000 a year from having those machines in different places, right? Now, his public school check was maybe $80,000, $90,000 a year, right? So that his wife would not get child support from the $750,000, he never reported that income. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because he didn't want, well, not it wasn't his wife, his ex-wife. He didn't want his ex-wife getting any of that child support money. So she only got money from the check that came from